100.1 The X. Oh, I have a couple of wonderful people in the studio from The Row. I can say that, right? It's The Row.
It is The Row.
Do I have to give it that weird vocal timbre I just gave it?
No.
The Row? Probably not.
It does sound fancy, though.
It does. Sarah, hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Tony Marini's in from the El Dorado talking about what's some sort of a festival that's Italian related?
Only the 37th annual.
37th?
That's it. Only the 37th Great Reno Italian Fest. El Dorado has been putting on this event for 37 years, and it's here this weekend, and we're here to tell you about it.
That's fantastic. Well, what do you got? I mean, anything new that you're really excited about, you really want to get out there?
Well, you know, we're bringing back all of our staple stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like the grape stomp, like all of our Italian entertainers, like mushroom raviolis, 8,000 pounds of them.
Oh, my word.
700 pounds of Parmesan cheese.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we serve a lot of Italian food this weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't forget tortellini and cream sauce, meat ravioli, mushroom ravioli. You'll be able to get everything out on the street. And then the novelty stuff that we're going to have, garlic bread, Greg's new chicken parm in between garlic bread sandwich.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Okay.
And then Gino's flatbread booth, which is, you know, steak and arugula and balsamic vinegar and just so good. So, and then top it all off with gelato and cannolis. So,
okay. Well, I mean, you know, the cold weather's coming. You got to fatten up to hibernate. I feel like this is the best way to do it is at the Italian festival.
You know, you'll have a good opportunity this weekend to get a little bit of something. Start the morning off with some sfingi early and then finish it off with gelato and great Italian cocktails at night. The entertainment's going to be absolutely amazing, all Italian. And then the sauce cookers. You know, we're going to have 40 sauce cookers on Saturday and Sunday. Normal people get to come down and they tell us what they need. We give them the ingredients and they cook their own sauce and we judge it.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to get a bowl pasta, go over and taste all of the homemade sauce.
Oh, that's great. So, these sauce cookers, where do you find them?
So it's local people that have been involved in. I mean, my mom's been cooking. She's cooked in all 37.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
so,
really cool.
It's just local people. Some people come from out of town that have been doing it. And they were actually friends of Mr. Carano's, how it started.
Oh,
I remember as a kid, Carlo Rossi from the Makes Wine, he used to come cook in it. So, it's neat to have these people who've been doing it. And now his grandkids are doing it. They have a booth and they do it. And it's a tradition and it's part of our heritage. And we look forward to a great Italian Fest weekend.
Very cool. Hey, well, give me the actual details, like times and days.
So Saturday, Sunday, both days start at 10 o'clock. It goes a little later on Saturday, which is 6 o'clock. You can find anything you want on our website at eldoradoreno.com or give us a call at 775-786-5700. And if you miss anything outside, if you can't make it down during the festival, we have a huge Italian buffet in our convention center at the El Dorado each night. You can go down and everything you get outside, you'll be able to get down in the buffet.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool. Well, Tony Marini, thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you.
Sarah Robbins. But I want to give you a shout out. Is there anything
there.
You want to add? I don't want to leave you.
Of course not. Just come on down. Come hungry. We've got a great cocktail selection too. Can't forget the Bellinis and the great craft beers. So
okay,
be a good weekend.
Go check it out. ElDoradoReno.com.
Yep.
Correct.
Cool.